Good morning, Sam. This is your tailor-made briefing for September 6, 2026. Here's what you need to know today. The single most important thing I can tell you right now is this. Arabica futures just dropped sharply, and that price drop is a trap if you read it as good news. Here's why this matters for you, specifically. Futures settled around 324 cents per pound on September 4th, down from 344 cents just 2 days earlier. On the surface, that looks like a buying opportunity. Cheaper coffee, right? But here's the contradiction that keeps me up at night on your behalf. At the exact same moment futures are falling, the physical supply of deliverable Arabica coffee just hit a 27-year low. ICE-certified stocks, the coffee that can actually be delivered against a contract, are sitting at roughly 224,000 bags. That's not a number that supports a relaxed buying posture. What's driving the futures drop is Brazil's harvest wrapping up at 97% complete, which is giving traders a reason to sell. But here's the chain that matters for Lakeline. Future sentiment and physical reality are completely disconnected right now. If you wait on the assumption that prices will keep falling, you may find that physical green coffee for Q4 is simply unavailable at any reasonable price when you need it. The futures market can do whatever it wants. What you can actually put in your roaster is a different conversation, and that conversation is tight through at least November, according to Rabobank's latest projections reported by Reuters. Looking ahead to the next few weeks, here's where I see the real risk crystallizing. Brazil is entering its September through October flowering window. This is when next year's crop gets set. El Niño conditions are in play, and both Reuters and Trading Economics are flagging that erratic rainfall during flowering could materially damage the outlook for the following harvest year. If that happens, speculative positions that are currently bearish flip hard, and you could see futures snap back sharply, with no physical buffer in ICE stocks to absorb the shock. I'd put that reversal scenario at medium confidence, but the timing, 4 to 6 weeks from now, is tight enough that you have to plan around it today, not in October. Layered on top of that, if any of your green coffee sources route through Asian transshipment hubs, Vietnamese or Indonesian lots for example, I'm expecting freight costs to climb in early October, around Golden Week. Zanita's data, reported by S&P Global, is explicit about this. Carriers are already managing capacity selectively, out of Shanghai and Ningbo. The freight pressure is high confidence. It's a calendar event. The practical consequence is straightforward. Any shipment you haven't booked by late September is going to cost you more. And then there's a slower-moving pressure I want you to be aware of. National restaurant foot traffic has fallen for 10 consecutive months, and the hardest hit segment is limited service, your cafe format wholesale accounts. Full-service sit-down restaurants are actually holding up better, so your exposure isn't uniform across your wholesale book. I'd expect at least one of your cafe accounts to come to you before end of October asking for a pricing conversation. That's not a threat, it's an opportunity to get ahead of it. Because a proactive conversation you initiate lands very differently than one they force. There's real money on the table right now that I want to make sure doesn't slip by. First, the City of Chicago's Neighborhood Market Grant Program closes September 25th at 5 p.m. Central Time. That's fewer than 3 weeks away, and grant deadlines don't move. I don't know your specific cafe addresses well enough to confirm eligibility. But if either location falls in a designated priority neighborhood, this is a funded opportunity you could miss for the sake of a 30-minute eligibility check at chicago.gov. Do that today. Second, there's a program at the Polsky Center at the University of Chicago, a 30-week consulting and implementation capital program for South and West Side businesses, backed by JP Morgan Chase. If you're in that footprint, this is a no-cost resource that has produced real results for businesses in the network. The number to call is 773-834-4525. Cohort timing isn't confirmed in my research, so you'd want to reach out this week before the next enrollment cycle closes. On the competitive front, there's an early signal worth noting about Sparrow Coffee. A post in a food waste app community flagged a Sparrow listing for their Naperville location. To be clear, this is an unconfirmed social signal, one Reddit post, so treat it as directional, not definitive. What it could indicate is margin pressure or overstocking at that location. If your territory overlaps with suburban Chicago at all, the window to reinforce your reliability and full price positioning with accounts in that area is now, while a competitor may be discounting. Meanwhile, your Ethiopia natural is generating exactly the kind of word of mouth that justifies premium wholesale pricing. A recent Google review cited months of consistency and staff knowledge as reasons to make a detour. That's the language you want in your sales conversations with accounts that might otherwise chase a cheaper alternative. Now let me tell you where I'd focus your energy today, because not everything can be first.
The single most time-sensitive item is the delivery complaint sitting unanswered on your Google profile right now.
A customer reported their Tuesday delivery arrived Friday, for the second time this quarter, and that they'd bought from another roaster to cover.
There is no owner reply.
Two complaints, same day of the week, same quarter. That's not a one-off, that's a routing pattern. And that account has now bought from a competitor twice. Every day that review sits unanswered, it's compounding the damage. Reply publicly within 24 hours, commit to a specific fix, and then call that account directly. Don't leave that to chance. Right behind that, given everything I laid out about the green coffee market, I'd act on contracts for your next 4 to 6 weeks of roasting volume this week. Not next week, this week. The current price level around 324 cents is not a screaming deal relative to where coffee has traded over the last 2 years, but it's meaningfully better than where it could be in 6 weeks if Brazilian weather turns. Cover your near-term needs and hold off on anything past October until the flowering window gives you more data to work with. The grant deadline on September 25th is your other hard stop. Everything else, the shipping bookings, the wholesale account check-ins, the subscription pauseback, those are important, but they have a bit more flex in timing. The grant does not. One question I'm sitting with for you as you digest this. Are you currently hedged for October volume, or are you running exposed into the Brazil flowering window? That answer changes how urgently I'd have you move on contracts this week.
That's your briefing for today.